Okay, so let's review. So we got basically three machlokas here. Okay. So the question was, to whom does the Isser Yichud apply? Shmuel is the most extreme version, held that it applies to all arayos. All arayos. Okay? Including your mother and your sister. Even an animal. Right? I guess a zachar also, I don't know, presumably. It's not clear. Right? So, we said for him that he's holding that Yichud is just an extension of Nisr Biyah. When there's a Nisr Biyah, you can't get into the situation in which Biyah takes place, namely in private. Okay? Can't be in the same room with the Nisr Biyah, with the Arayas. Right? That's the situation in which Biyah takes place. So there's Nisr, the Torah, it's like an extension of the Nisr Biyah, the Nisr Yichud. Maybe it's the Rabbanon, certain instances of it. But Balman is the practical halacha, according to Shmuel, is that when the Isser Biyah extends to Nisr Yichud. Okay? An Isser being, you know, enclosed, so isolated with an Isser, with an Erva. Okay? Now, the other position, which I guess the easiest, the other position which we kind of explained is the position of Rev Asi, which who maintains that by a mother they're simply never Nisr Yichud. Well, let's just start with that. Let's start with Rasi. I'm sorry, let's start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says mother's no Nisr Yichud, right? Mother's no Nisr Yichud. So we said he learns why not? So it's because Anshei Segdola. I mean, both the other shittos basically are in this camp, which is that because of this Anshei Segdola thing, a person doesn't have a desire, sexual desire for his mother.
So that's why there's no Nisr Yichud?
Yes. I mean, that's a question they ask. Well, I mean, I thought there's a Minotaurah then for the mother, an exception for the mother. But that's a good question. They deal with that. I think it was the Tazarash. I mean, that's a problem. That's a little bit of a problem. Is how do you reconcile? But either way, it could be is that even though it's Mutter, even though Minotaurah, there's a Heter, but maybe the Rabbanon would have been Mutter. The Rabbanon would have answered it. But I mean, Rashi says because that's what he explains. He says that there's no desire. You could be with your mother with your daughter because you don't have a yitzer for them. Because of Anjig Zadola, you're not going to have such a desire. Right? So we said that they learn that Yichud is a Maitza of Kira of Libya. Okay? Yichud is a Maisa of Kira Libya. And that being the case, it's like it's a kira das. There's an idea when you go in isolation with a woman that has a sexual content to it. Okay, it's a kira of sexuality, and that is not shayach by a mother, because the person doesn't have any under any conditions have any sexual feelings towards the mother. So based on Nashik and Zadola, the thing is that. So therefore, he's saying is that the Isser Yichud is an Isser of, it's like a Kir of Libya. So there's a Yichud of, a sexual type of Yichud. And that's the Isser. So therefore, by mother, it simply doesn't apply. It's not just that you're in the situation in which Bia could take place. That's what Shmuel learned. You can't be in a situation in which Bia could take place with an Erva. But no, it's, you're actually in, there's a sexual yichud. There's a yichud which creates, which gets the sexual juices flowing. Now that doesn't exist by a mother, because she's mufka from that type of, from those feelings. So that being the case, there's no, that's not yichud. So the isser simply doesn't apply to her. Right? But a sister, Rav Asi says, is different. By a sister, it depends. You're allowed to have yichud with your sister, but you're not allowed to live with her long term. Right? You're not allowed to live with her long term. So he said, he was, what's the sense of that? So he said that by a sister also, there is this Anshei Segdola thing, which is there's also like a repression, a resistance for a person to that doesn't normally have sexual desires for a sister. But it's less out of question. And if you live with her in a long-term arrangement of like man and wife, your roommates, then that itself could evoke a sexual type of feelings. Then the nature of living, b'derech ishas, could make it a yichud of a sexual yichud, and not just a family yichud. So familial yichud, that's what he defines. It's like a familial yichud, which is what it means if you're with your mother alone. That's the yichud, you're alone with your mother, but it's not sexual, it's just a familial. Mm-hmm. And by a sister, generally being alone with your sister is also a familial yichud. But when it becomes a derech kvias, then it becomes, it evokes the sexual connotation, and then it becomes awesome. Yeah, it means if a guy and a girl, if a brother and a sister are singular roommates, they don't have anyone else, they just live together, like a young couple, so to speak. It's like a guy and a girl living together in a home, and they're roommates. That's a situation of, that evokes the sexual feeling. So even though, yes, it's true, in general, a person doesn't feel in a sexual way towards a sister, and he feels her more in a family-loving type of way. But the nature of the day-by-day living as roommates and, you know, that type of a setting ends up bringing that out. And that's the Chazal Mishnah. What? Yeah, right, it's true. I mean, they see that mother, you could sleep in the same bed as your mother, but doesn't seem to be applied to your sister. So that's what we're learning, is that the thing of the Anshei Zegdola, where the Gemara there says, and Rashi interpreted there, it means bekrovim, you don't have the desire for krovim, but yet it seems like our Rashi here, even though Rashi over there says your mother and your sister, Rashi by us seems to say mother. Right? So what we're saying is that by the sister it's also true, but not as strong. The resistance which was created, the repression which was created by that incident to a mother and a sister applies by both, but it's different. The sister could be worn away. A mother, even if you live with her forever, it's not sexual. That's totally outside of the parasha of sexual. So the mother's yichud will always be a familial yichud. A sister's yichud, it depends. If you live with her on a derech akrai, then it's just familial yichud. If you live with her derech kfias, it becomes a sexual yichud. So it is an isser yichud. It's not just a separate isser, gzeira, against living in a permanent way. It is yichud, but the nature of the yichud becomes the character, has a different character to it when it becomes b'derech kefa, when it becomes dira. Okay, so now the problem is, what about the Mishnah? The Mishnah, at least the plain shot of the Mishnah, doesn't have this thing about a sister. It seems the only exception is a mother. But a sister, the plain shot is, that there's an Isser Yichud with a sister. Right? So the problem is, what does he hold about Ravasi's point? That don't you also have this familial thing with a sister? And don't you also have the repression of an insta sister? So what's the machlokas? How does he answer that problem? And what precisely is machlokas between Ravasi and the Mishnah? Right? I mean, it could be Ravasi will interpret this what the Mishnah means. But I'm saying, when I say the Mishnah, I don't know if Ravasi can argue on the Mishnah, but Ravasi is adding to the plain interpretation of the Mishnah. The plainest way to interpret the Mishnah is not like Ravasi, but Ravasi is, arguably, he'll just say that's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah doesn't explicitly contradict Ravasi, but it's certainly not what you'd be led to believe by reading the Mishnah plain. So I'm just going to say Ravasi versus the Mishnah, but you know, arguably Ravasi will say this is what the Mishnah means, even though it doesn't sound like it. For instance, if you don't like this idea of being the Ravasi versus the Mishnah, the Gemara says the second Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rishmal, Remez Yichud Min HaTorah, Shenemar Ki Yisischa Achicha, right? It says Elo Lomach Ben Misyachin Mimo V'Aser Misyachin Kol Raish B'Torah. So he's saying is that you're not a Yichud with any Raish in the Torah. Right, so arguably that doesn't say except sister. So that's also, you could say, is saying only mother is only hater. So I mean, that's Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. But Rabbi Yochanan, okay. So basically, the point is that also is not like Ravasi. So you could say the Rambam's passing on like that. Maybe the Mishnah, you could say Ravasi will interpret the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is only mentioning mother and sister, like as Eliezer mentioned. It's only mentioning mother because it's about to go into the thing of sleeping in the same bed, which only applies to mother. So therefore you say the Mishnah didn't really weigh in on sister. So Rashi will say, it's true, it didn't weigh in on sister, but sister's also mother. But the other way, you could learn Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Shem Yitzadik or whatever, is learning, no, the Mishnah plain pshat, it really is only sister's also. Right? Now the Rambam, again, He doesn't explicitly say Vayichud anywhere that it's mutter to have yichud with your sister. But I did see yesterday, 2 days ago, I saw them bring down, there's a Rambam, I think, by Sota, that says that after the husband is kino, he warns his wife, then he's not allowed to have yichud with the sister and other relatives. I guess, well, what's the case? After her husband warns his wife, so then she's not allowed to have yichud with her brother. As if after kinoi, something like that, then there's, I didn't look at the Rambam, but they're saying there's a Rambam by Sota, which says somehow that there's an isur yichud with your brother if the husband warns her. Right? The implication, I forgot who, but someone wanted to deduce from the Rambam, oh, apparently what do you mean? There's always an isur yichud with your sister. So he wanted to say, no, it's not true. In general, there's no isur yichud. I don't know. I didn't look into it much. I'm just saying it's not clear what the Rambam holds. It's not clear what the Rambam holds about that. So what I'm saying is, I just want to define it. I'm learning as a machlokas. Okay, I'm learning as a machlokas. The Mishnah, the Brisa, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel, plain shot in the Rambam, whatever it holds, that your sister is Asur. Period. And Rav Asi is learning that no. That sister is mutter unless it's v'darach keva, right? Unless it's dira. So that's what I'm trying to define. Let's think like this: is the basic core idea is the step is what I was saying, but I think just want to line up the how to see the shitos and you know together. So Shmuel held is simply there's an isser of yichud is not a, like a action of a kira das. He can't be alone with an erva. Okay, at least midrabban or whatever. The halacha is you can't be alone with an erva. Rav Asi is saying, no, you can't have a sexual aloneness with an erva, right? You can have a familial aloneness, the two kinds of alonenesses, right? So therefore, by your sister, it depends. Your mother definitely is a mother, your sister, it varies. Okay? Now, the Mishnah is agrees with Shmuel in one regard, and it agrees with Rav Asi in a different regard, okay? It agrees with Shmuel that he doesn't buy this new kind of yichud, like a yichud of kira das, a sexual yichud. Yichud's yichud. Yichud's yichud. A ma'ez of yichud is a ma'ez of yichud. A yichud means you're being alone. And it doesn't, the woman per se, and the way you feel about the woman, doesn't change the ma'ez of yichud. But he also agrees, like based on the drash and the gemara, that the Torah is not answering yichud with your mother, right? That's like part of Rav Asi's thing is there's no issue to be alone with your mother, right? So what he holds is that the Torah yichud really means you're not allowed to be alone with an erva, but the Torah was mafkia the iser yichud from a mother and a daughter. Because a mother and a daughter are totally outside the parsha of sexuality. Like as gavras, they're totally outside of the parsha of the sexual. So what the Torah did is in that lima by mesis or whatever, that's what it showed, is like you could be miachad with your mother, but you can't be miachad with any other eyes. And so what it did is that a sister not, because a sister sometimes you may have sexual, depends on the circumstances. So the Torah wasn't mafkia a sister from the category, because you can't be mafkia her. Because then you'll end up living with her and you'll end up having to be with her. But a mother, since she's entirely mufka from the thing no matter what, so what the Torah did is it set up the Eser Yichud like Shmuel. That it's basically you can't be alone with an erva. Whether you feel it or you don't feel it, it doesn't matter. It's an Eser of aloneness with the erva. But there's a hafka of a mother. A hafka of an isha who's intrinsically mufka from the sexual. It didn't apply it to a gavra with whom you have zero potential of a sexuality. So the question is how they both agree that there's like a heter for a mother. And so Shmuel says no. Shmuel says it's a yichud is yichud. You can't be alone with any ever, period. But the other two sides agree that the Torah is not trying to prevent you from being with your mother. But the question is how did the Torah mati your mother? According to the Mishnah, the Torah simply mati your mother. It's simply mafkia a mother from the category. because she's mufka, since she's mufka from the sexual, the Torah simply limited the Isser away from her. As an Isha, as a Gavra, she's mufka, but then it can't be mafkiya sister because she's not mufka. But according to Rav Asi, it didn't just have a hafka of an Isha, but rather it defined the nature of the Maisa of Yichud. Yichud is a Maisa of a sexual Yichud. It defined a new kind of a Yichud. There's a familial Yichud. The way it was mafkiya a mother is it said that's a different kind of a Yichud. There's a familial Yichud. And the familial Yichud is not included in the Esser. So it wasn't mafkiya the Isha, but it was mafkiya a kind of a Yichud, which is a familial Yichud. Oh, a familial Yichud? Well, a mother is always a familial Yichud. A sister is sometimes a familial Yichud. Depends how it is. So it's like they're both agreeing, or arguing with Shmuel, that the Torah was mati your mother. Arguably based on that limud. But the question is, how was it? Did it matir the gavra, or did it matir a certain type of a yichud, which is a familial yichud? If that's the case, if it's matiring a type of a yichud, then that type of yichud could apply to a sister also. But because it could be case dependent. But if it's matiring a gavra, you can't be matir the sister, because sometimes it's not legitimate to be matir the sister. So if it's matiring a gavra, the only gavra you can matir is the mother and the daughter, right? The parent relationship. But if it's matiring a type of a yichud, so well then that could vary based upon the timing, based upon how long it is. By sister it could vary, by mother it doesn't vary, it's automatic, it's always. The reason why I'm changing a little bit is a good notice that I did just change it. That I'm saying is even the Rav Asi is learning that it's a matiring, a yichud of kirav hadas, a yichud of familial yichud, right? Whereas previously we were saying it's a sexual yichud, which is the yes, right? Now I'm saying it a little different, that it's a matir for the familial yichud, right? So why did I do that? So I did that for two reasons. One is it makes the machlokas much closer together. Like they're both agreeing that yichud is being alone, but the Torah is setting up like a heter of ben imecha, of the mother. And it's just the question is how the Torah accomplished that, right? So it makes the two positions much more close together. And also, I think it will steer us clear of all those other kashas you guys are asking about. All the other types of, when there's no chashash, and it limits it to, it makes it a much more localized chakira, which is that the Torah is an Isser Yichud, which you define based upon all the other sugyas. But now, within those sugyas, the Torah is setting up an exception for mother. The question is, how is that exception formulated? Is it formulated as a familial yichud is matiring, or is it exceptioning a gavra who's a mufka from the sexual? So now that's not going to have spillover and ramifications. It's all the other sugyas, right? Which is kind of what Isaiah was asking yesterday. It runs into the master key. If you start saying this type of yichud, that type of yichud, then you start, right? So it doesn't take a stand. They're saying whatever yichud is, however you define the yichud in general and all the other sugyas of yichud. But now the Torah is giving in an exception, saying his mother is a mother. Mother is a mother. The Torah doesn't want, according to the Shittas, doesn't want you to say a person can't be alone with his mother. That's not what the Torah is trying to accomplish in this Yichud. So the Torah has to come and matir it. So even with all the other halachas of Yichud notwithstanding, the Torah is matiring a Yichud with the mother. How so? Is it doing it through a mafkia, the gavra of a mother altogether because she's outside of the parasha? Or is it saying it's creating like a new kind of a yichud, which is familiar yichud, and that's not going to apply. It's going to be limited only to the sugya, as opposed to saying, see, if you say it's a positive din, yichud is a sexual yichud. Well, now you start saying, well, what about other things? Let's say the door is open. Let's say that's so you're saying yichud. That's all the other sugyas, which we already did. Right. I'm saying what's better about this is it totally localizes the question, which is what you want in a star. I didn't realize this yesterday when we were saying it. We were kind of talking more generalities, and it did bother me a little bit, the fact that Isaiah's point is it does touch on these other things, Master Key, all that. And then when I realized that this is what we're going to say for Chachamim, so then I realized, so once you say that, it solves two problems. You make the Machlokas much tighter between the Chachamim and the Mishnah and Rav Asi, and you also localize the question, which is what this should be, because this is what Sukkah is about. Mm-hmm. Sukkah is about relatives. It's about yichud with relatives. Right? That's what it's about. It's not about universal svara about is yichud sexual and action of kirvah das, that we dealt with those each one in its own time, and I don't think we ran into the problem of the universal. Presumably, there's like some time ago before stories and all that, so we were keeping it straight that we weren't reusing our svaras and trying to localize each question for its own thing and not to have overlap. That's why I was joking. It's been so long where you could kind of reuse the same old svaras. But I know this is not a svaras. I'm not reusing any svaras because this is totally dealing with the sugya on hand. So I think that's a good, it's a good feature of your of a svara, is that it's totally on target. You know, you run, you steer clear of those, you know, more broad sweeping chakiras, which presumably should have implications in other cases and master keys and all that type of stuff. You know, so it's good. It's good to be able to do that, you know. I don't know, that's a question of Shmuel, is, I saw someone ask a question, how could Shmuel say it? Maybe it's Tosfos Rosh, but maybe you can grab me Tosfos Rosh in a second. But I think his question is, how does Shmuel, so it's a Braisa, it says the Torah is Matir, it's Mutter with your mother. I think they say that it's a Darabanan. Even Shmuel is only saying it's a Darabanan. Shmuel might agree, in the Torah that's the case, but he holds the Rabbanan extended it.
So
it says like this. This is what the Rosh says. Yeah, tells Rosh. Im tamar v'chiles leishmol drasha di benim echa deleil. Doesn't he hold by that drasha, which matis benim echa? V'chi tema dehachli kamar. Maybe this is what Shmuel means. Asa lesiachedim kol ha'orayos she'asra Torah lesiachedim ayam. It means it's also to have yichud with all the orayos Torah said you're not allowed to have yichud with. Avol b'imomo d'shayir rachman v'hedja. But he agrees that Torah matir mother. I guess he just means sister. Where there's yichud, you can't have any yichud. But mother, of course, he agrees. No, imkain my parak leShmuel mas nisin the misyachid adam and bita v'mimel. So why the Gemara ask on the Mishnah, asked on Shmuel from the Brisa, which says you're allowed to have yichud with your mother and with your daughter. Amod leShmuel v'imel. So apparently, Shmuel is saying agrees with your mother. So why the Gemara ask? So apparently, the Gemara interpreted that Shmuel meant it's even also with your mother. V'chli tema the mibita parach. Right. Dilma Kimo, right? So maybe you'll say it's asking from that really Shmuel held mother as mother. So why is he asking on the Braisa from mother and daughter? Oh, because the daughter. But he says, yeah, but Dilma Kimo Shemo de Bimo, Kachmo de Bibito, the Alkarcha Chada, Choshev Kedafrishas, mother and daughter are the same. So if you can tell me that Shmuel is going to say it's mother with your mother, presumably he says it's mother with your daughter also. But you see the Gemara is held thing that you could ask Akasha on Shmuel from the Braisa. So apparently Shmuel holds. It's Mamish Azar. Even by your mother, even my daughter. So then the kasha is, what do you mean? But doesn't Shmuel hold that limud, which Matthew is the mother? The Yeshlomer, the Shmuel and the Rabbanon Machmir. Le'esor le'siachidim kulam. Shmuel just said the Rabbanon, they were Machmir. Le'kach siyem v'amar v'afilu im behema. Lomar she'enu motzi shum erva min hakla lo bita v'lo ima. So the Rabbanon came along and were Machmir on every erva. Even mother, even daughter, even animal. Right? That's interesting. It says, "V'tzarchim halachik ishmoa v'log tanos isin." Who's the halacha like? How do we hold? Ve'in lahatir mishum the mishal sof mahalacha achar meichel. Don't say since the rabbanon were meichel mishum the yichud deraisai. K'diyis the perkein mamidim, right? Yichud deraisa. V'shem ashmoa v'ravasi halachik ravasi. Maybe you'll say shmoa ravasi halachik ravasi. If you shenir shiravasi hayagadol mimenu, because it seems like ravasi is greater. K'dimin b'mruba shmoa loyal l'kaim ravasi. Shmuel didn't get up in front of Ravasi. Okay, one second. Let me just see if there's more here. He basically says, I'm Achmer Tolo. He says, maybe he'll prove it because these other Amorayim. He says, because later the Gemara will bring stories of other Amorayim who avoided Yichud with an animal. So maybe he'll say that proves it, hold like Shmuel. He says, no, but that's just, they were just Machmer. That was just the Midas Chasidus. They were just Machmer. But he says, he concludes, I'm Achmer Tolo. So it seems like he's not really sure how he held. The point is that Shmuel, he's learning, Shmuel really in the Torah would agree, I guess, with Ravasi or with the Mishnah. Right? That there's a Mati or a mother. It's just that he's saying is that Rabbanon came along and answered Yichud and all Arayas. And that's Shmuel's Chiddush. Right? But there's not just a Chiddush, there's another Braisa which supports him. But there are other Braisas which reject it. So that's the question, is did the Rabbanon come along and say, Yichud of the Rayos is dangerous, it's awesome. Even though Minat Torah made exceptions, but you could see saying is, exceptions are dangerous, they lead to problems. And therefore, they said, it's also across the board, and the Erva. But I guess what we have to do next, what you didn't do yet is in the case where they wanted to prove from those Ramey or the Andra V, forget who it was, who said, watch me with my daughter. Watch me with my daughter. I wanted to prove that they held like Shmuel. So the Gemara where the Kasha was, I think Yisrael asked, maybe they're just Machmir. How do you know that they're holding like Shmuel? Maybe it's just the Midas Chazidus. And then the Gemara says in the rest of that story, it says, this is the Talmud who made fun of him. Said, you know, and so it turns out that Talmud ended up slipping his mother-in-law.
So mother-in-law.
Yeah.
That's real Yichud.
Yeah, it's true. So it's a good question. So what's that whole give and take there? And yeah, true. So that's what we have going forward.